So this is welcome to the first officially themed show of the Nerdlogs Your Stories. This kind of came about because we did a music episode a few months ago that has been our most popular, and we thought it might help if we gave people like a prompt. So we chose sex for kind of a couple of reasons. One being Kevin and I both have stories about strippers that we want to tell.
Yeah.
and two being when we did the music episode, my loving friends were upset that I played like a good song that I wrote instead of this song I wrote a long time ago that they liked much better, which is based on strippers, which I'm going to play for you guys. Yay! But there is a story behind it, which is before my friends and I turned 21, we would go to the Twin Cities in Minnesota to vacation because we thought it was awesome that we could gamble when we were 19 there, because there are Indian casinos that didn't used to make you be 21 to get in, so we would go play poker and slots and just kind of live it up like we were 2 years older, which probably sounds like really lame, but it was a super fun vacation. And our motto on these trips was always live like kings, so we would eat exorbitantly if we won at gambling, and we would, I mean, stay in a Holiday Inn Express, which isn't top of the line, but for the Twin City suburbs, it's pretty damn good. And we went to a strip club. And I remember there was a stripper there, her name was Peaches. All I remember is she was super skinny and had, like, wiry blonde hair. But she was really interesting to me because she was, like, or at least she said she was super into music. That could have been a line, but something that stood out to me was she told me that she gave Elvis Costello a lap dance, which, like, I can't imagine that that's true, but that's such an interesting image to me, like, this very staid, proper Englishman in like a hat and a suit, just kind of sitting back like very calmly, you know, as the stripper gyrates on him. I can't imagine. But I thought, man, even at 19, I realized like you don't become interested in strippers. That's just something you don't do. But I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if I did? And so I would always play this song at shows saying that this was inspired by but not based on a true story. And this is dedicated to Peaches. This is called I Fell in Love with the Stripper. And I haven't played this song for like 7 or 8 years in person. Diane, you've heard it before, I think. Alright, here we go. Late night, Friday, looking for romance. Haven't had much luck with love in the past. Who knew? I would find the one. I was just out for a little fun. A beautiful connection made over two $10 bills. The way she looked, I knew it was love. She took off her clothes, I took off my inhibitions, let myself fall for her. How could this not true love, the kind of spark that we had? It just can't be fate. How could this not be true love? She asked me how my day was, I asked her about hers. Then we talked about music, and the look on her face when she asked me, did I want to dance? Man, you should have seen it. A beautiful connection made over $2 $10 bills. The way she danced, I knew it was love. She took off her clothes, I took off my inhibitions, let myself fall for her. How could this not be true love? That kind of spark that we had. And when the dance was over, I knew she didn't care if she got paid. But I gave the money to her anyway, 'cause the way this is going, I'll be yours again someday. She took off her clothes, I took off my inhibitions, let myself fall for her. Not be true love, that kind of spark that we had. It just can't be fate. How could this not be